بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. As we come closer to Qiyamah, we find ourselves more into the dark age. Darkness is symbolic to mischief, corruption, theft, plundering. So as we come closer to Qiyamah, these things become more rife. But ulama ikram tell us and explain to us that by speaking about darkness, you're not going to bring the light. Light will not come. Rather, darkness will spread. The thing is to bring the lights. And amongst the most or very effective things to bring the lights into a person's life, amongst many things, one of the very effective things is to be the incidence of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the pious predecessors, and this will bring light into a person's heart. Junayd Baghdadi rahimahullah, famous sage, pious person of his time, he used to say that these hikayat, these incidents of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an army from amongst the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by which He strengthens the hearts of His servants. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Whatever we narrate to you from the incidents of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam is to fortify and strengthen your heart. So this will bring light in a person's heart, and sometimes we may find that the person is overwhelmed and how he's going to resist the temptation, how he's going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The environment is so difficult. But by reading these incidents and listening to these incidents repeatedly, this will bring light into a person's heart. So amongst the incidents we find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrah to Madinah Munawwara, famous incident, when he was with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and they took refuge in the cave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the spider to spin its web, and miraculously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about a tree, and there were wild doves there that made their nests and laid their eggs. So when their enemy came, they realized that nobody could have entered this cave. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is in the cave, and he says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if they just have to go on their tiptoes, if they just have to peep over, they would be able to see us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him and he tells him that, what do you think of two people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the third? Allah mentions this in Quran. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِ And Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Abu Bakr, don't grieve. Allah is with us. Allah mentions this in Quran. Allah says, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِ لَا تَحْزَنْ Don't grieve. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Similarly, we find in the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the army of Firaun is behind him, outwardly the people thought that they were going to be destroyed. In front is the ocean. So they're caught, as we say, between a rock and a hard place. They are destroyed outwardly. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should remember, is Allah is Al-Hafid. One is the apparent system that we see, but behind that is the hidden system. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In strange ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. But our yaqeen, our conviction has to be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salam tells his people, that inna ma'iya rabbi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. So no matter what the condition is, whatever we are experiencing, we should remember that Allah is Al-Hafiz. The protector is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we find that we will gain the strength and will be inspired. And it's not about knowing the incident or hearing the same incident. It's rather to derive the lessons and to apply it into our lives. So we should make this a habit and a practice that in our homes, with our families, with our children, to discuss the incidents of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and this will bring the light in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah.